You're connected live to the good stuff. It's Mike and Kim Burge out of the heart city of Valentine. And have I told you about Tri-State Livestock News? They offer so much: ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, all that and more every week. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds great. And it is. Stay informed and stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com. And Mike, what are you sharing today?
Well, I'm still kind of up in the air. I have a nice thing called Then Came the Morning from Jake Lake.
Oh, very good.
So I thought maybe that. Okay.
I'm going to talk about Marines.
So this is from Jake Lake. And then came the morning. They all walked away, nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this is the way it would end. The dream that they dreamed was not what they seem, now that he was dead and gone. The garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be so long? The angel, the star, the kings from afar, the wedding, the water, the wind, now it was done. They'd taken her son, wasted before his time. Knew it was true, she'd watched him die too. She'd heard them call him just a man. But deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow, her son would live again. Then came the morning. Night turned into day. The stone was rolled away. Hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning. Shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost, and life had won. For morning had come. I caught you off guard with that one, didn't
you? You did. I did not see that going that direction.
We're going to be into Easter here down the road, not too far. So I thought, give you a little heads up there.
Very good. I like it. Well, I'm going to talk about the U.S. Marines.
All right.
Okay. A Marine and Superman once fought each other on a bet. The loser had to start wearing his underwear on the outside of his pants.
That doesn't make it underwear, then. That's outerwear. All right. I'm not going to get technical.
I think the Marine won. That's the point of the story. Oh, most Marines have a grizzly bear carpet in their room. The bear isn't dead. It's just afraid to move. Go sit around the campfire and tell Marine Corps stories. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
A Marine can cut through a hot knife with butter. Death once had a near Marine experience. The Marines are the reason why Waldo is hiding.
Oh, really?
A Marine can slam a revolving door. No small task. When the boogeyman goes to sleep every night, he checks his closet for U.S. Marines.
Yeah, I like these.
Aren't they good? A Marine once kicked a horse in the chin. Its descendants are now known as giraffes.
Boy, somebody really put some thought into that.
I know. A Marine once got bit by a rattlesnake. After 3 days of pain and agony,
the snake died.
The rattlesnake died. And we tip our hats to the U.S. Marine Corps. Here's a piece called, Oh Lord, Make Him a Cowboy Again for a Day. Not sure the author. Backward, turn backward. Oh, time with your wheels, airplanes, buses, and automobiles. Dress him once more in his Stetson hat, his boots, flannel shirt, slicker, and chaps. Given his wisdom earned on this land, show him a yearling to rope and to brand. Out where the sagebrush is dusty and gray, oh Lord, make him a cowboy again for a day. Give him a bronc that knows how to dance, buckskin in color and wicked of glance. Strap on the blanket behind a roll. Pass him the lariat that's dear to his soul. Over the trail, let him gallop away. Oh, Lord, make him a cowboy again for a day. Under the star-studded canopy vast, campfire and coffee and comfort at last. Bacon that sizzles and fries in the pan, and the Roundup smells good to a man. Stories of ranchers and rustlers retold over the fire as embers grow cold. These are the times that old memories play. Oh, Lord, make him a cowboy again for a day.
Oh, man, I wish we knew the author on that.
I know. It's really good.
All right. So I did something about an accountant the other day. So now I'm going to do something about a lawyer. I want to be equal here.
Okay.
A man went to his lawyer and stated, I would like to make a will, but I don't know exactly how to go about it. The lawyer said, no problem. Leave it all to me. The man looked somewhat upset as he said, well, I knew you were going to take the biggest slice, but I'd like to leave a little bit to my children, too. If you have something to share on the good stuff, you know how to do it. KimHBurge@gmail.com and include the author if you know it. And keep listening to those great radio stations out there like Moorcroft, Wyoming and KBFS 1450 AM. Listen for more of the good stuff.